Okay, you got it there, Judy?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, we got, man, there's so much stuff going on. I need you to, you know, get me all caught up, because damn it. Start, it'll go into all kinds of stuff. But the, what is it you want to go on today, Johns Hopkins?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a go on all the lockdowns. There's a go on Children's Health Defense and the CDC meetings and who they're going to vaccinate first.
Yeah.
You know, who they're going to inject first. So they're too big.
Here we go. 5 seconds. Hold on. Here we go.
This is the Onion News Network. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared here and declare your independence from here to Stancock here in Chandler, Arizona, A, where it's lay hot. Where's my air conditioner? I got that big window on the bus. Comes in bad damn. Arizona, A. Well, it's better than freaking freezing our butt up in Washington State where we just came from. So, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing lots of work on the bus today. After we get done with the show, we're heading out and we'll get it all edited and so on and put up while we're driving on the road again. And there's so much stuff going on here in Arizona. We got a bunch of, man, we're just days, you know, just packed up until like, you know, in the next week already. And I'm just activism stuff. And I tell you, a lot of it, lockdowns, vaccinations, mandates, force, government. Here we go. And amongst Maricopa getting a lot of attention on election fraud, who's really the winner, and how much do we trust the electoral process of, you know, how much do you care? But I'm telling you, it has an impact on a lot of things, because they think that is a determination of they win, and they get, them those that won't leave you alone, get the force of injection into you and your children's. There, you know, here it comes. And what are we going to do? Well, we got a guy, gym owner in Scottsdale, is like, nope, he hadn't shut down. Maybe in the beginning of it, he did a month. All right, we'll see how it goes. Take a vacation. Then he opened and said, nope, I'm not paying attention. So we're going to be, you know, work with him on Friday. We'll see what's up. But I tell you, more lockdowns. Dr. Judy's here to tell us what the plan. All right, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the star of Plandemic, a billion downloads. She's author of the book Plague and Plague of Corruption. And she has a book out on why we wearing a mask, the truth about masks. What's the title of your book on masks, Dr. Mikovits?
It's called The Case Against the Mask, 10 Reasons Why Mask Use Should Be Limited.
You know, this is, and getting that information out, they, oh, no, you're not allowed, it's banned and taken off, and you're, you know, not supposed to get, and you can't share this information. And I'm just, this has been... Did you ever think it was going to be this blatant, this open, this bad?
No, honestly, I didn't think it was ever going to be this bad. I can't even believe from day to day how the insanity, it's just, you know, it reminds me of the song American Pie, you know, the marching band just plays on and on regardless of the data. Everything gets worse. The insanity of, you know, the lockdowns. The masks, the vaccines. Now it's like, oh, we got a vaccine overnight. It doesn't really matter what the data say. Every single day, more and more studies come out from good, honest scientist doctors around the world that say, here, here it is. You know, here's the data that show, no, people aren't dying of COVID-19. You know, you're lying. The CDC's lying. And it just doesn't seem to matter. You know, they just, the band just plays on, you know, while our countries and our world is being destroyed. It's beyond comprehension.
Okay, the world being destroyed. Let's talk about that. Why and what? I mean, what's the target? Is it to get people inoculated and get something in them because they wanted in them? Is it just to make money? Is it to, you know, destroy the middle class? Is it, I mean, what is it, a full-prong multi-spectrum domination of the planet? Of, so, I mean, what, as you're looking at this and seeing it develop, and from your perspective, what do you think is really going on?
Well, it's clearly a global predator. You know, it's a worldwide global predator of literally, you know, murdering, you know, the most vulnerable in our society, the elderly, you know, the minorities, you know, those with illnesses, the challenges. It's a worldwide depopulation, and you know, they, them, those are going to decide who's going to die, and those are the people they've already injured, and that's exactly what's happening.
Who's going to be in charge?
It looks like Fauci, the WHO, Gates, the Rockefeller, you know, the criminals are going to be in charge from Plandemic. Right there, Johns Hopkins University, who set up the Event 201 back in November of 2019. Oh, let's see if we can get the Americans to believe this. So the media runs it out, and just like Nancy Pelosi says, oh, it doesn't matter if it's true. You just tell them, test, you know, treason. They just go on and nothing happens.
So Fauci is, you know, protected. I mean, was there any mechanism he could be fired, or these guys are protected from?
Absolutely. There, as I mean, all the way back in September this year, after Plandemic Indoctrination aired on August 18th, and Dr. David E. Martin showed Fauci and Moderna going all the way back to 2001 with their illegal patents, he said right there on an interview with Brian Rose on freedomplatform.tv/Martin, he said right there, the Attorney General can right now arrest Fauci for treason, right now, and the heads of Moderna. And yet we see them march out the vaccine that's pure, that's going to be deadly. And then Johns Hopkins, who headed up, you know, university, who headed up the Event 201, is now, under the guise of racial justice, laid out the plans to vaccinate ethnic minorities and the mentally challenged first.
Why?
And it, well, you will kill them. I mean, the mentally challenged. We're murdering, literally the people.
I mean,
is this
30s Germany eugenic goals here? I mean, is it just they see that those people are less likely to be able to resist or something?
No, it's 30s Germany. It always has been. In you know, from the time we first started writing our books and we first saw this back in 2011, this is 30s Germany. This is a Holocaust. We're going to do this, and they are doing it. Who is dying in the lockdowns? Who can't go to work? You know, who's the most affected? The minorities. The whole thing, the whole information, everything, the information warfare is all like over vaccine hesitancy. You know, so it even frames it up, but, you know, to focus on the racial minorities with concerns over police brutality. that giving the minorities the experimental vaccine first is necessary to combat structural racism.
How? You know, wait. What's their argument for that?
This is their doublespeak. Their argument is, we've been unjust to the races, so we're going to give it to them first and show how fair we are.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to give it to them first. In fact,
what about Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam and the black community in Atlanta, where the CDC is? They're like, I think we'll decline, or I don't know. We're going to find out. Dr. Judy Mikovits, when we come back. Interesting.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
All right, Dr. Judy. I want to target on that a little bit is who's getting it and, you know, who's dispensing it. And Trump was going on about dispensing it through via the military. He's going to get it out there. But he did make it clear that he wasn't going to mandate it. So has Biden already gone to a mandate? And where's the mandates coming from? Federal? Does it have to go by the state? Who's going to be, you know, having the 45 to my head?
Yeah, you want me to answer that now or wait till you come back?
Well, I'll wait till we come back, but okay. You understand my...
Well, see, yeah. So the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices just met yesterday.
Hey, is this a new thing? Or a new,
yes.
Who had the authority? See, just because they got some, you know, committee that, oh, we met and they just, I go, who the hell are they? You know, when did that come out?
Well, this is the thing that's been going on all along. The ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, is that military organization who meets there in Atlanta. And it's drug companies and people from worldwide.
Oh, my God.
Half in military uniforms. Those are the ones that in February of 2019, when they were covering up their little vaccine injury games with Japanese encephalitis vaccines. This is where we wrote that our testimony that appeared in our book, Plague of Corruption, and showed how they change the numbers to make the injury from the adverse events of the vaccines seem less, just like they've changed the numbers in COVID.
That's where we're going in this segment. Here we go.
Right.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
And Dr. Judy Mikovits. All right, this is one thing that's going on. There's going to be, we got all the vaccines and the military is going to disperse, and Trump said, don't worry, and I got it covered, and we're going to be firstest and bestest. No, it'll never be. It'll never. 2 days after the election, they got it, and Biden loves you. You know, and I'm like, do you feel manipulated? Do you feel being lied to on a constant basis? But by whom and to what end? Well, here we have, there is a commission that's going to make you do stuff. I'm like, okay, where'd this commission come? Who are these people? So Dr. Judy knows, all right, Dr. Judy, somebody's meeting somewhere to say what I got to put in my body and my kids, and they're going to make me and a gun to my head. Who are these people? Where are they from? What?
Sure. It's called the Advisory Committee. So the first thing we discussed before the break was Johns Hopkins University. So somehow they get some kind of authority, but they're the ones who held Event 201 to see if they could get away with this pandemic. So now they've laid out a plan to vaccinate first ethnic minorities and the mentally challenged. And yesterday in Atlanta, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices that meets three times a year, it's a military organization. It's there at the CDC. It's vaccine manufacturers from around the world defending their products. It's people from USAMRID, from all these military organizations. And they sat there yesterday and decided that nursing home residents and people in long-term care facilities were the first to get the COVID-19 vaccines, along with healthcare workers, you know, people like me, people who are around the lab and the viruses. So again, we've seen with the injury, with the injuries in the model, in the animals and in the systems for the last 20 years, they've been trying to make a SARS vaccine, a vaccine against severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronaviruses. Here they've seen that upon re-challenge, the people who have already been exposed, when they get the vaccine, they're going to have the most severe events. So how did this virus spread around the world? Oh, from nosocomial, from the healthcare workers, the laboratory, and who got killed in the first round? Oh, the people in the nursing homes. So now you are going, so the re-challenge will be the vaccine. They've already been injected with the flu shot. They're already compromised. They're already mentally challenged and very sick in long-term care facilities. So we'll just finish them all off and kill them with the vaccine.
Do you really think that'll be the result? You know,
absolutely. Absolutely. And we were absolutely 100% right on who'd die the first time, right? The people getting the flu shot. I sent you last night, they would, in preparation for this, a scientific paper, a peer-reviewed publication that came out entitled Positive Association Between COVID-19 Deaths in Influenza Vaccination Rates in Elderly People Worldwide. So what has the government been doing? You know, with the flu vaccine, mandating it for the very young and the very old, the people who, you know, the very old are the ones who are dying, not of COVID, not of SARS-CoV-2 infection, but of the vaccines, the masks, the mandates, the bad treatment, the refusal to give hydroxychloroquine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This has gone on. COVID-19 is not a coronavirus infection cause. It's caused by the decisions by the government to murder the most vulnerable in our society.
Okay, and reading
exactly
this report,
what they're doing.
Okay, I did, you know, go over it. and it talks about a term, heterologous immunity. I don't even know how to even say that. What does that mean?
Heterologous immunity means, hetero means different. So it means that the thought was that if you got an influenza, if you got vaccinated against or injected with another live virus, attenuated virus like influenza, that you would That you would develop heterologous, meaning against another upper respiratory infection, you would develop kind of a pushover immunity. So it carries over into other upper respiratory infections and you're protected. That was the theory. But that's not what the science showed. What the science showed is exactly the opposite, that you would get toxicity if you were exposed to another upper respiratory infection, particularly one of the coronavirus family. And it's called pathogenic priming. So you're literally priming the pump in these people that the next time they see the pathogenic part of the virus, it creates an explosion. It creates a fire. It's like throwing a blowtorch on a blowtorch on a brush fire. And then it explodes and it kills the most vulnerable, because they have the elderly and the people with comorbidities simply have no more fire trucks to send to the fire.
We are so prepared and prepped for this. And a lot of times it's in popular movies. I just last night watched my grandson Hobbs and Shaw. It's a Fast and Furious thing. And the whole premise of the whole movie was a virus that killed the weak. And we're going to save the world from, they're going to kill. Well, we're only going to kill the weak, you know. Well, it seems like, and then, you know, it's like Thanos in Endgame and the Marvel's Avengers, whatever the hell. Well, you know, he wanted to kill half of the universe. I mean, you know, to save it, that's not so bad. I mean, the people that are left around, you know, they're better off. And I mean, this mindset that they're injecting into our thought process is, you know, it's not really contemplated that it's somebody's family member. It's their mom, their dad, their right. uncles. It's just, you know, right. somebody else gets to decide. And when they emphasize mentally challenged and minorities, if I was a minority, I'm like, whoa, how come I'm getting lumped in with the mentally challenged? You know, seriously? You know, you'd actually say that?
Actually says that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like good optics.
It literally actually says that. And so they're going to tier these situations so that, you know, literally, you know, it's going to kill people of color. You know, they're going to get experimented on just as they did in Tuskegee. It's no different.
Okay, now, Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, I know that they've been supporters of your protests at the CDC, because they're out of Georgia or Atlanta or whatever anyway, and CDC right. is there. So when they came out that, you know, infants that were black males, they're four times more likely to get autism, so Somalia refugees start coming in to the Midwest, and all of a sudden they start autism. What the hell's that? And all their kids. I mean, it's not like they don't have evidence of this. So what's their view on this? Is, you know, Louis Farrakhan getting paid off, or he's like, yeah, line up, or we're going to get militant against it? What's his position?
I haven't heard a word. I haven't heard from them in at least 2 years.
You know, that would be interesting, because, you know, if black lives really matter, I need to know. That would be interesting to find out what their position, and maybe they just got paid off just a little bit. Maybe not to do it, just to shut up, you know? Well, Dr. Judy Mikovits is not one to shut up. You're going to hear more when we come back. Oh, man, there's just so many
horrible
angles of this.
I know. It's you know, the elderly people, you know, now these publications come out. Last week, a publication came out of Johns Hopkins by a mathematician. I believe she was a PhD, a lady named Briand, B-R-I-A-N-D. And it clearly showed that people had literally that cardiac deaths had gone from, you know, 4,000, or let's just say 4,000 per 100,000, whatever, just say 4,000, down to 1,000 this year. You know, what have we done in 2020? Only 1,000 of the elderly died of cardiovascular disease. And it was all called COVID. You know, so cardiovascular disease, lung cancer, other diseases.
They cured
like
pneumonia.
Yeah, it all went away and everything got lumped into COVID. And flu, pneumonia and influenza, upper respiratory of all infections, of all cases, all disappeared. Only 22,000 people died of PNI, flu and influenza, according to the CDC's own numbers. And yet what the real numbers were 271,000 people, more than 4,000 people a day dying not of a coronavirus, a common cold, dying of the H1N1, dying of bird flu and swine flu recombinants that literally were exhumed from people who died of the 1918 flu. So the deadliest strains of influenza were exhumed and cloned in 2005. And that's what's been killing people from the flu vaccines of the last 3 years. It's very clear what's going on. Nobody's saying there's
not. This kind of goes in with the eradication of polio excuse they're doing in Africa, and the African nations, a lot of them, and they catch them some Bill Gates. He's going to jail. You know, so, you know, India is doing this, Africa. But what happens when they do these flu shots, they pick these pathogens from before, and then they're keeping them alive and spreading them, which is what they were doing with polio. And I'm going, correct. And then they in there, by the way, we sterilized all the women in Kenya. So I'm just going, there's pushback and there's information, but they're being protected by whom? Who the hell? I mean, you know, these small countries, a lot of them, they'll come in and go, oh hell no, we know what they did, and they're stop. But the news doesn't get out, or when it does, it's, you know, it's just overwhelmed with other crap news. This is not a secret. So who's in charge of informing people, or the people need to take it on themselves or read your book, or, I mean, where do they get the information?
Well, that's where, the information, this is the whole thing. I mean, this is an information war. You know, I hate to take, our friend's title, InfoWars, but this is exactly what it's been. Yep. And it's been a war for the last decade.
And
censorship is winning. Nobody can get the mask book. Nobody can really find out there are masks that you could wear that would keep you healthy and stop the spread of the disease. Nobody wants to know that. Our book doesn't say don't wear masks. Our book says wear the right personal protective equipment at the right time, and you won't see any of this. So what are airlines saying? Like, who is in charge?
All right, here, we're coming back. Let's talk about this. I'll prep it, and then we'll do it. Here we go.
Audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Oh, but there's a freaking notion and potion syringe waiting on you if they got anything to do with it. This is what I'm afraid of. This is what's happening. Around the world, there is all kinds of excuses and reasons, and we love, you know, the children and whatever, that we're going to have a notion and potion that we're going to inject into as many people's flesh as possible at the same time. They need, before obvious side effects come in, before people know what's up, we need to get everybody injected. Oh, we're so sorry we killed half the planet. This is what's going on in Africa. You have like Kenya. This is a big deal. They got a series of pandemic. They had to go through a bunch of stuff to get this, and in India and so on. All the news coverage that was on them resistant to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation of them trying to eradicate polio, which is by giving everybody polio, it caused polio, you know? So, but inside a lot of these, you know, tetanus shots and this shot and that shot, they were sterilizing the Kenyan women. And that was what the real thing is. You know, Gates, you want to go CorbettReport.com/Gates. You go to the four-part series on Bill Gates and his history and his father and him and his mother and all that. They're all eugenicists. This has all been about, you know, culling the herd and saving for America and the world, and we love Mother Gaia something. You know, there's something way more sinister going on here. And he's not a doctor. He's not, like, I even care. I don't give a crap about that. It's just they are mandating this worldwide. It's going to have enormous side effects, and that will go on for generations while they're pimping now RNA treatment for all kinds of different stuff to cure any and everything they can say they can cure. But they're changing your DNA. This is, you know, they want to popularize the idea that they can change your DNA. So I'm looking at this, and I, you know, and just the book on masks. She's going, she's not against masks. It's like, you know, proper ones at different times, at the, you know, what would be of help and not, and, you know, when you're getting worse off because of the kind of mask. It's just information. This is an info war.
Right.
So, Dr. Judy, I want to know, who are you up against? Because the ramifications of letting them do what they want is going to be a bunch of dead people and a bunch of changed people and a bunch of empowered people and a bunch of disempowered people. There's something else going on. What?
Well, I mean, we're up against a worldwide, as I said, global predator. This is at the highest level of world leadership in the medical community. This is beyond. This is, you know, we appreciate the levels of oppression by the UK in and on Ireland. You know, these are the people worldwide. You know, Germany, where we got the Holocaust in the first place. This is, you know, it's been going on for a century and for all of my adult lifetime. And each event drives towards taking away more and more of our freedoms. And with now the events surrounding the election, we know if you can take away, you know, the one vote, the 14th Amendment right of every person's vote to count equally, and we know that happened. We know none of our votes counted. We know of all the corruption that those machines were from Germany. Those things are happening from Germany. So this is it's a worldwide cabal, and they're going to stop at nothing. As you've seen, data doesn't matter. It's just spin it, and the news medias worldwide own all of this, and anybody who dares speak out is censored. You know, they've even, you know, totally censored President Trump now. They declared themselves the winner of an election. They didn't win, you know, but, you know, you know, it's happening, and we're being mandated into shots and other things, and mandated into masks. We've already seen several in our family die from the masks, not from any infection. And then, you know, scientific leaders and other people are just, you know, Scott Atlas resigned today.
Really?
You know, yeah, that was on the news or yesterday.
Atlas was appointed Trump medical advisor of not Dr. Fauci guy. I mean,
correct.
So why did he say he resigned?
Well, because clearly I'm not reading his letter. I'm interpreting why he resigned. But clearly he wasn't. Nobody was listening to him. So now that Atlas is Biden has declared himself the president and is just moved for elect, and is just, which no data support that. Sorry, not a single electoral vote's been cast. That college hasn't even met. No, he's not the president or elect or anything else. And so by Scott Atlas's letter, I can pull it up and read it to you, basically said, hey, nobody's listening to him. The media didn't listen to him. He tried to do the best thing for the most, you know, underrepresented, for the poor, for the people who the lockdowns, the masks, and everything else was killing. And everybody, Robert Redfield quoted to say, oh, everything Scott Atlas says is dead wrong. No, it's not. Everything that Robert Redfield, Deborah Birx, and Tony Fauci have said since the beginning is dead wrong and have killed millions of Americans, and nobody cared. So basically, nobody's listening to him. And that was a a short-term appointment, and I think the deadline was coming up. So clearly he just saw, hey, I'm just not going to beat my head against this wall. You know, I got people out in California and my job in my own world who I can save. That's what, you know, good doctors do, is just go help people, even if it's only one at a time. And that's where we are.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing. There's one thing that's kind of taken off. I know Howard is the thick red line. Have you you come across this yet?
No.
The thick red line is, I get the thin blue line, you know, support the police kind of thing. And a thick red line is just the red line that thou shalt not cross. This is what my thick red line. You know, it's kind of right. With law enforcement and first responders and doctors. My thick red line is, I won't do this. I mean, what? I don't know, forcibly inject you, take your guns, something, okay?
Actually, some of the thick red line is, our sheriffs here have said, you know, throughout this whole Thanksgiving lockdown and all this crap, that said families couldn't meet, sheriffs would not cross that line. They would not interfere with family meals.
Yeah, that's just freaking stupid that they even try. I wonder what, just dumb. You know, we're going to look back on this time and like, God, we deserved whatever the hell happens, because damn, well, at least some people do. All right, here's the global vaccine passport will be required for travel. This is Dr. Mercola put this out, and he gave some lip service and support to the Thick Red Line project. But a common pass is a digital health passport framework initiated by the Commons Project, the World Health the World Economic Forum, and the Rockefeller Foundation. So the Rockefellers, the WEF, and whoever these other guys are, digital health passport. Is this like the main goal here? This is what's really going?
Oh, sure. I mean, the main goal is to stop everybody from traveling and from living their lives, and control your lives. And I believe Qantas Airlines started this, you know, and this goes, you know, back to ties, and I don't know which corrupt individual owns that overseas, that part of that world predatorship. So they decide, Qantas Airlines decides, well, we're going to require it on all our airlines, that you don't prove your vaccination status, you don't fly with us. So, you know, and then everybody has called me all week long and said, is that going to be all the airlines? Now we can't get on without a mask, and now we can't get on without a shot.
No, once you give up on one thing, it's the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And you know how much tyranny you get? How much you put up with? I guarantee it. It's not like we wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong. They're going to do it because they can, until they can't. And when you make sure, I can't anymore, then you get some freedom, whether it's a barbecue place or a gym or your skin. Think about it. We'll be right back. Dr. Judy Mikovits. Yeah, this is, it just keeps ratcheting up. And once they get away with and you allow them one thing, it's the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And if they get thwarted, then they'll be back a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years from now, get in some other little country of whatever the hell. And one of the big things that they needed to do was control the information. Well, they had all the networks and the broadcasting, but then here come, you know, comes the internet, and they're all, oh, hell no, and they censor that. So
correct. And so now our books are censored. So now they've got everybody on Amazon ordering their Christmas presents, and nobody can buy our books anywhere, literally anywhere. And so now we're kept from making a living because, hey, we sell books. So we're censored. So, I mean, I've had people writing me and inviting me to meetings and Zoom meetings and film and whatever you're talking about for weeks. And they're like, Judy, your email keeps bouncing back. So just like with Donna this morning, I had a whole new computer, a whole new phone, a whole new iCloud, whole new emails, you know, Proton this, Secure that, VPN this and that, you know, and literally my emails are not allowed to go through to doctors. So I simply get on my friend's email or my husband's email and I answer it. But this is how they intend to twist you and keep you off. And I mean, when these Zoom meetings and the things, you know, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, Dr. Robert O. Young, all the things about glyphosate toxicity, all the things that you're seeing, you know, all of these. We'll do these 2-hour Zooms. In fact, you know me. I'm doing 3 today. I'm actually talking with the manufacturer of the mask, so that we can endorse and get people into these safe masks. Because, you know, now that you can't go anywhere in California without a mask, I'll kill my husband if I don't find him a solution. Because he can't, I mean, he can't stand this. His family won't touch him. They bowed down to the Thanksgiving thing and went outdoors. And I refused to go. I had a great day all alone at home because I said, I'm not bowing down.
And, well, hell, you know, in Arizona, we have Thanksgiving outdoors anyway. But,
well, yeah.
But not, you know, not for being mandated. You know, I think we did it inside this time. You know, some people were outside. You know, we had to do both because we had a lot of people. But we were definitely breaking the law.
Yeah, we always do that. Go inside and outside because, you know, we're not zillionaires and we don't have a bunch of stuff. But now you were breaking the law if you had more than 2 families there. If you had more than 10 or 20 people there. So, you know, it's
on
it's
Thanksgiving.
Insanity.
That's a psyop. That's these governors, they know something. They're in the club of something, somebody of something. There is
weird stuff going on. They got away with it. So now I woke up to a barrage of bing, 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 bing on my text. And I won't say who it's coming from, but it's coming from some really close families and friends. And we were all going to go to a football game, you know, watch it online in a restaurant or outdoor at a restaurant, whatever, a couple days from now. And so the bing, bing, bing was from one of the attendees. I can't go because we're desperately trying to go fly to see our grandson. And the family insists that we quarantine 14 days before we show up. And then we'll have to quarantine 14 days after we get back. And, you know, oh, my God. And,
all right, here we're coming back. Here we go.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Man, you don't need to do it with me neither. You can do it by yourself. I declare my independence. See how easy it was? No government form. Wow. You know, we have Dr. Judy Mikovits. We're talking about, you know, a bunch of that. They got... it's ratcheting down. This is not over. And what they threaten you with, if you don't comply, if you're not going to get everybody, if you're not, we're never going to open ever. It's going to be closed down until we get 100% compliance and everybody comply. And you know, give us a couple of weeks of just freaking, the streets are bare like they were, you know, in the March, you know, April. I remember when we were driving the bus from Maine to Arizona. It was us and 18-wheelers and a couple, I mean, across the country, I maybe saw 10 cars. I'm telling you, it was a ghost town. And they want to have that they love that. Oh, man, they bathe themselves in this power. And now they want to have, and they're starting to lose it. So what do they got to do? They got a mandate. They got to, you know, get you in. Well, one of the things was no Thanksgiving. We don't want you're going to have that one damn conservative or libertarian or freedom-oriented, whatever the hell, is going to be there looking at all you, calling you what idiots you are. Well, you need to get rid of that guy because he ain't masking up or quarantining. He's not invited, or she or whatever. So that family, then they're shutting down all this quarantine stuff. You go anywhere, you know, like in New York City, they're arresting people. So I'm, you know, what kind of impact is, I don't even understand what the goal is other than just, because they can control. The ultimate is it death? Is it control? Is it money? Is it world government? It's got to be something, Dr. Judy. What is it?
Well, it's in that order. Death number one. So the most vulnerable, the poorest in our society, the people of color in our society, the mentally ill, and the elderly die. That's the first order. So, you know, we're not gonna take care of them anymore. We already bankrupted your Social Security. So, hey, we can't do this anymore. You're done. So then the second group that is, you know, that you said is control. So control is, yeah, they control us because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, maybe we were in the break, you know, my sweet husband, David, with COPD, you know, he wants to go outside. He wants to live his life. He doesn't want to be locked in our 500 square foot studio, not being able to go anywhere. And if he walks outside without a mask, he went to mail a letter the other day and somebody screamed at him and said, yeah, you stay 10 feet away from me. What? He's an old man. Leave him alone. Nobody's getting sick. So, you know, nobody's getting sick from anything but the mask and the lockdown and the anger. So it's control. It's get everybody so that they want just a little modicum of normalcy. He's 82 years old. He wants to see his grandchildren and hug his grandchildren. And, oh, they won't let him in. Oh, we're going to protect you, Opa. We're going to protect you because you're the most vulnerable. We're just going to lock you away until you die. And then we're going to force you to die a little bit quicker by getting these shots. And quarantining and locking down and missing love and missing hugs.
You know that's one thing. A lot of people, you know, they're on me. Oh, you should get this sign. You should do this sign. What about that? You know, a lot of them are kind of wordy and complex. But the ones that I like, you know, let me see your smile. You know, yeah, with different things and hugs over masks and, you know, that kind of basic, or masks make me feel alone or enslaved or stupid or whatever. I'm, you know, these basic fundamental messages of, you know, don't lose your humanity, because that's what they're up against. They're up against our humanity. I went to, I went out shopping a few days ago. I think it was Monday or something. And I go out and I had to go to the mall because there was an ATM in there for me to get some cash. So I go into the mall. There's one inside the mall. They put it in the mall, so you go in the mall. You know, so I go in there. I'm the only one not wearing a mask. Maybe there was one or two. I think I saw one Hispanic couple that they were like, screw it. So I go in there, the whole mall, which wasn't really that busy. And then there was people in lines at like the shoe store or something. They had to sit out in the mall. They had like a line of a dozen people waiting to get in line to go get shoes. I'm like, what? You know, no, hell no, I'm not playing that game. Then there was I go into this elevator, and it was just to go down one floor. An escalator was too far away, whatever. So I go to the elevator. There's a young couple with a toddler in a stroller, and they go in. They had a mask. I didn't have one. I'm like, just let them go. I don't want to make them uncomfortable to go one little floor, whatever. I don't care. So they go down, comes back up. There's a woman in a mask behind me. And I go, look, I don't care. You want to come in, you know, do it. She goes, yeah. So she gets in. She don't want to wait another, you know, couple of minutes for a damn thing go down one floor. So she gets in. She goes, I hate this mask thing. You know, it's just stupid. And I go, then why do you wear it? I go, I haven't wore it the whole time. I go, what are you waiting on? What is it? Well, people look at you funny. And I'm going, they look at you funny because they're envious. They're like, you know, a lot of the times I get a lot of people, yeah, you can tell they're smiling. And I'm sure there's a lot of people pissed off. I smile at everybody. I want to see your smile. You know, where's your smile? So right. This has been, I go to the Walmart. I go into the, you know, whatever store. So I try to avoid Walmart now. Let's go to some store. They're closed. I haven't seen so many closed strip center mall things just closed since 08, 09. You know,
well,
when
that's the intention. Eliminate the middle class. So you're done. If you don't work for big business, you're done. And this is what we've been saying all along. We're supporting the mom and pop restaurants. And just like you, people support us. You know, we won't wear the mask either. My husband will with the silver mask we've got because, you know, again, you know, Dr. Judy is all about providing solutions. I'm not going to let these people die if there's a way they can wear a mask and that won't kill them. That I'm going to find that, and we have identified several masks that won't kill
them. Which are what? I've seen people, they have like their glasses with a big face shield in front of them.
Yeah, those aren't necessarily good. In fact, those are hurting your eyes, and the big face shield is, you know, that's not necessarily the good mask because that makes you sick. The good mask is there are a couple of them. There's a half face shield called Shield of Glory, but of course nobody will let you wear that because it works and you can see your smile. You don't know where it's hurting you. It's not hurting anybody and it won't spread any disease. So the government said, no, you can't wear that one. And in fact, it's not even the government that says that one. It's some clerk in a store that's 20 something that knows nothing and gets a little power and says, no, can't wear that one. Have me aware that, you know, no, you're not an OSHA standard. You're not a scientist. You're not a doctor. And none of these things have been tested or approved, and none are sterile.
Well, there's another issue I want to bring up real quick. What about the non-essential items if you can't purchase, like, wrapping paper or something?
Well, the non-essential items become my books. That's why you can't buy our books anywhere. Oh, no, we've got an emergency. We've got a pandemic. It's not a pandemic because countries like Taiwan and Vietnam don't have any disease at all. Oh, the poorest of countries, Costa Rica, some of those, no death at all. Why? Because they're not locking down, wearing masks, getting shots. You know, they don't have a problem. And so it's not a pandemic unless every country of the world is affected. It's not an epidemic because, in fact, nobody's dying. That's why they're cooking the books and changing the numbers and
okay, so yep. It's a big, giant fraud, lie, screaming what to what? This is. I know we keep talking about this, but I'm not seeing it. I mean, it's they're destroying the. It's consolidation of power for somebody to do right. Something. Is it just sure. To kill us off?
Yeah. Well, yes, it's to kill us off and control us. And you're right. They're controlling us because. Every individual has to stand up right now, and they should have done it with the mask because now they're going to force the vaccine, letting the airlines get away with this. Don't fly Qantas. You know what? You'll go out of business if nobody flies.
See,
you.
I think they don't care. I've seen this with the media industry. They come in and they want the magazine cover at the stand. They want the newspaper on the doorstep. They want the television, you know, anchors to say whatever, and they don't care if they lose money. In fact, that's just a, you know, a loss over here to make a crap load over there because they're on the board of directors of some pharmaceutical company. So, you know, I've seen this before. I'm going, why would they invest in that thing? Loses money. They don't care. It's all about general public opinion. They're just scaring you. They need to have, and when you have opposition, they're going to the internet for the truth. Censor them. Ban the book. Burn it. We got CNN anchors going up there. We need more control on free speech because they're not saying it right. I go, this is an attack, a war on your opinion. And I'm like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, first we got to recognize there's a problem. And there are people out there giving you the information you need to be able to make an informed decision, like Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy Mikovits, I don't think she's going away. There we go.
Thank you. I'm not going away, but I'm disgusted and I'm discouraged because, you know, what we're seeing with those people that are wearing the mask and going to Walmart, they don't want to change. They don't want to take off their masks. They don't care. They're happy as can be. And if half the world is forced, you know, the minorities and everybody else, even if they're not happy about it, if they can't drive their Lyft car without getting a vaccine, just because they've been told that, just like they've been told they can't drive their Lyft car without wearing a mask, it's deadly. People are dying in car accidents, you know, pile ups. And I'm saying, who's wearing the mask? Who's responsible for the accident? You know, but the studies keep coming out as fraud. So as you saw on the Children's Health Defense website, you know, Dr. Brian Hooker and Bobby Kennedy Jr. demanded a paper be retracted, which said flu vaccines were providing that heterologous immunity, that they were actually protecting people. And the data don't say that at all. And you see how they manipulate the data. And you see how they twist, you know, lies, damn lies, and statistics. My favorite Mark Twain quote. Yeah. You know, and this is what they're doing. And it's just like the entire information, scientific information, you know. So Scott Atlas quit because it's not about science, and he figured it out because he was the only one talking quote science. And Robert Redfield just changed, you know. And if everybody listens to those people who literally, as I said in the show, you know, go to freedomplatform.tv/Martin on or about September 16th and watch the interview with Brian Rose. And Dr. David Martin lines up literally the crimes of Moderna and Fauci since the early 2000s. They've planned this literally since 9/11.
All right, go ahead. Let me get it to it so I can put it up on the site. All right, I'm going to what? To get that show you just quoted?
Oh, freedomplatform.tv/Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. And you're going to see that he said September 16th, you know, a month after Plandemic Indoctrination.
Okay, so this is the guy that was in the movie.
Correct. And he showed you the data all the way back in a more detailed thing. He showed you how they could have and should have. And he laid it out. He said right there, the attorney general can arrest them right now for treason, for treason. Fauci, Moderna's CEO, and yet it didn't happen, did it? Where is the attorney general? You know, where are the attorneys general in guaranteeing our 14th Amendment rights in this election? You know, I saw the attorney general, former attorney general of Kansas, on there fighting for our rights, and I know other individual states are fighting. But if we, the people, don't stand up, you know, we're going to get...
Stand up to what? I mean, to do what? How far? What?
Everything. No masks, no silencing, stand up and protest, go outside without one, support the businesses you can, and if they won't let you in, call the police. We've got to be standing here and say, call the police, you know, because the sheriff won't come. They will not arrest you. Call the police. I'm going to support this organization. We need to stand up. We don't need to whimper and put on our mask and sit down in our seat to not cause a scene, you know, because the families have made it clear. They'll sacrifice the elderly. My husband's family has made it very clear. You know what? We don't care about you, Opa. You know, we're not bucking the system. You know, and unfortunately, my husband realizes that. You know, after Thanksgiving, and he's like, I'm sticking with you, Judy, but we might be like you and Donna in our car just driving, you know, the West Coast or whatever to go to these meetings because I won't get on a plane.
Well, you know, they're getting to the point to where, you know, they're going to be doing border checks and pull over to secondary. Yeah. And because if they can make it health and safety, then they justify just about everything.
But it's not safety. Wearing a mask.
They don't care what it is. It's what they say it is.
Right, I know. But again, the police will pull you over, and then if you show, you know, a modicum of I know the law. Here's the Constitution. No, thank you. We'll go on safely. You know, or I mean, people are going to take it into their own hands. My friends are saying, fine, I got a gun. Nobody will come near my house. You know, nobody will come near my family, and this is what we're getting to. And if all our due process is taken away, you know, all my due process was taken away November 18, 2011.
Well, see, this is what you know this, and a lot of us out here know. We know that. I just want to make sure that people understand this is not going to be easy. They're going to make it as difficult as possible. No. People get arrested and, you know, stuff happens. You got to be prepared for that. But to what end? How far? See, I know how far they'll go. They'll go as far as they think they can. So I'm going, all right, when does it get down to where, you know, an insurgency? And how would that insurgency manifest itself? I mean, are you blowing up, vaccine production lines of blah, blah, blah? Are you taking over the supply line? Are you just continue an education campaign? Do you move? There's all kinds of different levels that different people are suited towards different things. But to think that it's just going to be, but I really don't want it, or even a vote. You know, in the second hour, I had this guy on. He wants everything to be mail-in vote of whatever. He was, you know, an anti-nuke guy from back in, you know, a Greenpeace, a progressive of we need to, you know, shut down all the nuclear power plants and no more electoral college. So we had an interesting conversation, but these guys really haven't thought it through. That's not what they're about. They're about making sure that, you know, consolidation of power to the people that they want to have it. You know,
correct, and that's what's going to happen. That's what the U.S. Postal Service. Oh yeah, mail them in. We'll just drive it. You know, saw the postal worker testified from New York that they do literally truckloads of ballots. You know, back in October and November, and literally they dumped them in some warehouse and added them to the Pennsylvania vote, and they came from New York. They had nothing to do with Pennsylvania voters. You know, he admitted it, showed the data. The former Kansas Attorney General said all, you know, they testified. All of this is on Blaze News. So Blaze News, you know, showing CNN. I forgot the name of the Blaze News reporter, but yesterday Blaze News came out and said, hey, we've been taping you, CEOs of CNN. We've been taping you for months. So this goes all the way back to September, July. The CDC admitted, oh, no, we don't have the virus isolated. We kind of just sequenced it in the lab. And so we're making a vaccine to something that doesn't even exist in nature. And it's okay because we're only going to use the deadly spike protein, and we're going to put that deadly spike protein in every person in the world. And the vaccine won't prevent transmission because it has nothing to do with the real virus, because nobody knows what the real virus, you know, and you could keep doing this little circular argument and nobody cares. And nobody cares.
No, everybody's they care what is said out of the anchor on CNN and then the newspaper of Gannett and then the, you know, radio right. stations of the, that's all they care about. And so that's what they control. You know, this is it. The news is what the news is. You know, I see it with, you know, friends and family. I talk, they go, yeah, but this said that. I go, one, even if I believed them, it's bullshit because I don't give a crap what they say, what gave them authority. And two, it's BS. Look over here. Yeah, but that's not over here. Well, this is the mainstream of over here. And I'm going, wow, is it that easy? I mean, it's that easy? They show you a dead body and you go, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. I saw him on a gurney. I'm like, what? Well, you know, this is so, it's so, all I want is to be left alone. If they would make a deal to the people that just want to be left alone could be left alone, fine. People want to voluntarily go be part of your experimental, you know, pace. But that's not. They can't have any examples of people challenging their authority. And so
that was what Trump was going to do. Leave us alone. You could go get, I'll make that vaccine available at warp speed for anybody who wants it. But anybody who doesn't, leave them alone. And he tried that with the mask, and he tried that with the lockdowns. You know, if you don't want to go to the store, don't go to the store. If you don't want to go to the restaurant, don't go to the restaurant. You know, but he tried all of that, and it didn't work, did it? And then they stole the election, and now they're going to force it because they weren't winning. So they had to create. They've got to force people into the PCR test. Nobody wants the test, but nobody wants to be mandated not to be able to go to work without a test. Or not to be able to see their grandchildren on Christmas. So that's what's, you know, but the people are bowing down. You know, think about the elderly. Think about the 84-year-olds and the 82-year-olds. You know, they only got a decade left. It's like, hey, all I want to do is see my grandchildren. So what do I have to do? And that's what's happening.
Donna just handed me a note. Here, check this out. Okay, it's a self-made training facility. It's a gym in Scottsdale. And we're going to do the whole show from the parking lot there, him telling the man to get bent. And did you talk to him?
I talked to him, yeah.
And what did he say?
He's like, thanks, because, you know, he's, you know, going up against the man, and he thinks it's all ridiculous, and he knows. So I told him if he had some others that that he could want to come on as well and expose all of this nonsense, then he will have some other people for us to talk to as well. But, yeah, he's all into it. So.
Yeah, so, right. So we got
to... Well,
get
we
back.
Have to do.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what you're talking about. We're going up to northeastern Arizona, June's Cafe, a woman that from the beginning, and they give them the first couple of weeks or month, and then they did the takeout and everything in May, and then they asked, screw it, this is all crap. And they have on their door, it says, hey, you don't want to go in a place where we don't wear masks, don't come in because we're not wearing masks. And right. We've been covering them, and they've been getting local support. Then they had the election, then they get some more conservative bite me supervisors in the county, but then the state are coming after. They can't. So we're going to these places and do what we can to help them and promote them, but they got to be willing to stand up. They got to be willing to say no. So we'll start correct. Promoting it on the site. Y'all go ahead and put it on the site and encourage people to go. And then, of course, the man will come and they'll do whatever they're going to do.
Sure.
And bring them on.
Well, and we had that. We were in the Bay Area on November, the weekend of November 6th and 7th or so. We were in Santa Cruz. We were in Aptos. We were in different parts of Northern California in the Bay Area. And, you know, you keep the site, and Kent and I both appeared and talk about plague of corruption in the case against the mask. And we held rallies on the beach, freedom rallies on the beach that people in Santa Cruz are holding every single Saturday, you know, where people, nobody's wearing a mask and they're dancing and singing in the sun and it's great. And we go there and we show up. But in the Bay Area in San Francisco, they got threatened by authorities and had to change, you know, got literally served an injunction. You show up here and you're going to jail. So they changed the address at the last minute. I mean, it's the you know, these, you know, and of course, you know, we're doing everything for free or low cost. We don't charge anything. We just go there and try to give away the books because, you know, and people are begging for them, and even we can't buy them, you know. So it's horrible, the censorship, and they just wear you down. But everywhere we go, and when we were traveling the coast of Oregon, as you know, back in October, the whole month of October in Idaho, yeah, churches will let you in. We're always here at Rob McCoy's church at Godspeak. Whenever we're in town, we go there, and thousands of healthy, happy, singing people with no masks who've never gotten sick. So the data is going to come out that who's getting sick, as it has. The mask, the 80% of the people that were testing positive were wearing the mask. And this is what we're saying. You can't compromise your own immune system, not with a shot and not with a mask. Just have a healthy immune system and you'll be fine no matter how many viruses come out of China. Of course, they're making them more and more deadly, but they've had those all along. They've started with the Zika and the Ebola, and they continue to inject the Gardasil, you know, toxins into people. The MMR, the polio, you know. Oh, let's you know, they've got Bob Gallo up there talking. Oh, let's get a polio shot. No, that's Vero monkey kidney cells. That's where we grow coronaviruses. Why in the world would you give anyone a polio vaccine? And yet it the band plays on. You know, this is the whole reason our books were, you know, after the movie The Band Played On. So people sitting at home really better watch The Band Played On. What does it open with? Oh, Ebola. You know, it's 1993, Alan Alda. Watch the Dallas Buyers Club. That's where we're going. Watch how the AIDS patients were forced to take toxic levels of the drugs, just like in remdesivir, you know, and be prevented from the peptides or the cannabis or the natural product cures, which we all know, and prevention, which we all know are out there. But we're prevented from these treatments. We're, you know, now CBD is going to put behind, you got to have a prescription, you know, the MD control of everything. So, you know, really, you know, all of my efforts are just to educate as many people as possible, to wake them up and support them. So we go to the restaurants. There are restaurants right here where I am. And the waiter's in a mask, and I come in the outdoor, you know, and then I say really loudly, oh, the virus knows I came in the outdoor, you know, and everybody on the patio laughs. You know, because it's that ridiculous. There's a way into the restaurant, to walk through the restaurant to the outdoor patio. Why can't I just step across the outdoor patio? You know, and it just, why in the world would you send everybody outside to eat in November and December? What are they going to get? Sick. A cold, you know, because you're depleting your immune system in the mask, you're under stress, the family's angry, and now you have to eat outside in the parking lot in the cold. This is insanity. And so maybe, but the waiter at that restaurant, literally, we were there last week, and it's like, hey, how's it going? Haven't seen you in a while, Dr. J. And I'm like, yeah, we're just fighting the fight. And so we have a really nice dinner, a couple margaritas, a really nice healthy seafood dinner. And at the end, he gives me my check, and it's a dollar, you know. So you know, they know the truth, and they're and I've tried to support them and keep them open, and he's charging me a dollar for a $150 dinner. You know, we've got people, and we just have to keep, you know, trying to wake them up. You know, and that's why that really, if you post on your site, the website TRU47.com, so TRU47.com are the silver and copper masks, which will stop outfection and infection. If you are sick and you cough, if somebody is exposing you to flu because they got a flu shot and they're wearing a mask and amplifying and shedding for weeks the influenza and coronaviruses in every vaccine, if those people are around, then all you know, wearing the masks from True47.com, the silver and the silver copper masks for the high traffic areas. This is a solution that, yes, it covers your smile, but yes, you can be laughing on the inside knowing you won't get sick, knowing you can go get healthy food at the Sprout store, you know, which is, you know, stopping people from coming
so
in.
So you're advising, if you're going to have to wear a mask, wear this one because it actually really works, while the other ones are causing problems.
Correct. And it's, well, the other ones are driving disease and they know it and they're making you sick. So if you can wear the True47.com only when you have to, it's sterile in your pocket. It's sterile no matter what. No matter what, see, colloidal silver, you know, we've talked about silver and the health benefits and the microbial. And then copper is also antiviral as well. So they have a silver copper mask that has both. And this one is, you'll see them on the website.
No, I'm looking at them.
And in fact, I have a conversation with the head of that company at 10 o'clock in order that we can talk about, you know, endorsements and how can we get this information out to the people, because what will happen and what has happened is the mask are driving the disease. We could clearly see it. If you're going to call the upticks, remember 80% of the people who said they always wear a mask are testing positive, and the 5% of the people that never wear a mask never test positive because they're healthy and they don't express random viruses because they're healthy. That's what your immune system does. You chop up the viral RNA before it even makes into a viral particle. So you're not, you know, you'll never be exposed. So if you can stop the viruses and the bacteria, you know, all causes of pneumonia. So every year the CDC counts what they call P and I. So P and I is pneumonia and influenza of all causes. So in the 2019 and 20 season, the CDC said only 22,000 people died in a year from October of 19. Oh, how interesting. Until October of 20, they lied. They said 22,000 people died of P and I. And actually 271,000 people died. What would have been the worst flu season, P and I, pneumonia and influenza, all causes of upper respiratory infection, including coronaviruses. And this year they called it all COVID and said the causative agent is SARS-CoV-2. None of that has any basis in fact. And yet people are dying anyway. 270, that would have been three times our normal flu season, the worst flu season ever, caused by the masks and the flu shots. And that's the association, that's the paper, that's the truth. And from the CDC's own data, and this is the publication I mentioned about Briand, B-R-I-A-N-D. Oh, even cardiovascular deaths. So it's not just the most susceptible are dying with COVID and their comorbidities, and the infection drives the comorbidity, like cardiac death. If that were true, then people would then the statistics would say that cardiovascular disease would go up, deaths, meaning from heart attacks, from sudden heart attacks in the elderly, that would go up, and those people would have evidence of COVID, of coronavirus. And yet that's not what happened. The death rate from cardiac arrest in the elderly, people over 65, actually dropped fivefold. And what were they all called? They were all called COVID. And they were actually cardiovascular deaths that people would have died of anyway. And you can go down. This is what that paper showed, and I'll get it for you so you can a link to it. So
well,
you can
one of the things, yeah, please, and we'll make sure it gets up. But, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing a lot of is the testing that everybody's doing all is just doesn't mean anything. Even the guy invented the test, yeah. He goes, "You're not doing this right. This doesn't mean anything." And
right.
So it's a big
but
giant.
They do it anyway. It's fraud. It's pure fraud. See, if they didn't have that test, they couldn't say the cases are going up. You know why? Nobody's sick. Nobody's sick. So nobody's going to hospitals because they're afraid they're going to give them COVID or kill them. So the elderly are staying away. The cancer patients are staying away. They don't want to get cancer. And this is why we use those masks from truth47.com. Because we always have to have a solution. Our patients are AIDS patients. Our patients are people with acquired immune deficiencies like cancer, where they can't function. They can't stop infections. Like David with real COPD and real cardiovascular. Every year I have to protect David from every form of pneumonia and influenza. And so, again, that's no different. This isn't a fly-by-night company that just started making things. They've been making things for 5 years to protect the immune compromised so they don't get sick. And David doesn't. He's, you know, especially not in the last, you know, 5 years or so where he told his doctor no more vaccines ever. and he's been just fine these last 4 years.
Okay, doesn't here's a paper. Here's a story that we're putting up this afternoon. Sent the staff in Ecuador to put it up.
Right.
A group of 22 experts across the globe examined the Corman-Drosden paper, which described a protocol for applying the PCR technique to detecting COVID-19. They found there was no science behind it. Problems with the Corman-Drosden paper include the fact that the PCR test cannot discriminate between the whole virus and viral fragments. PCR is not nonspecific. It is enormously variable. It has no positive or negative controls, and it has no standard operating procedure. Eurosurveillance published the Corman-Drosden paper in January 2020, just 24 hours after it was submitted, which means it is unlikely it underwent peer review. Experts from Europe, USA, Japan, including senior molecular geneticist, biochemist, immunologist, microbiologist, issued a demand to Eurosurveillance to retract the Corman-Drosden paper. Anyone diagnosed with COVID-19 using a PCR test should not be required to isolate. All present and previous COVID deaths, cases, and infection rates should be subject to a massive retroactive inquiry. Lockdowns, shutdowns, and travel restrictions should be reviewed and relaxed. Recently, a court in Portugal ruled against a governmental health authority that had illegally confined 4 people to a hotel this summer. At least 3 of the authors of the Corman-Drosden paper are on the payroll of the first companies to perform PCR testing. 2 of the authors of the paper are members of the editorial board of Eurosurveillance, the journal that published the paper. So they had, you know, a couple of guys from the people that are from the testing company and the publication that did it. They got together and they did this paper and put it out and said, everybody's got to take this test, which is all BS. This is corrupt as hell.
Right. It's the in fact, and you mentioned it's published over the weekend. Well, what was the first negative study that came out of against XMRVs? Oh, it was in the PLOS Journal. It was submitted on Friday and published on Monday. We got to hurry to silence the truth. It's been going on for decades, and this is, it's no different. It's just accelerated because they can get away with anything. Just call it COVID-19. And that's exactly what they're doing. You know, and I've had, you know, doctors, I almost kicked myself off a listserv I've been on for a decade that I, you know, about microbes and mental illness the other night, because doctors who I respect are saying, oh, come on, this Breon paper was retracted by Johns Hopkins, you know, and it was retracted, you know, because not because the information wasn't true, but because it would send the wrong message to everybody. So data, everybody's just being lied to, and this whole retraction, you know, that's what you know they did to us. Oh, we're going to retract it and imply fraud, and yet pub commission fraud, like the validation studies that were done in our case, commission fraud, you know, is heavily rewarded with grants. You've got all kinds of people, like you just said, here's the paper they wrote for the companies. The PCR is garbage. The PCR has always been garbage. You know, that's page 90 of our book, The Plague of Corruption. Oh, you made a PCR test to test the blood supply for XMRV. And it had a cutoff so high, it wouldn't find a willing Roman in a whorehouse, meaning everybody was negative. Well, here all they did was switch the game. They rigged the test so that the cutoff was so low, everybody's testing positive. They're amplifying noise. PCR never gets a whole virus. It always does a piece, a fragment. It never existed in nature, and the CDC admitted that. In a human being, we're not talking about a monkey, folks. Just because you take the first person in Seattle and take their spit and put it in monkey cells and say what came out of the spit was the human virus. How do you know it wasn't the monkey virus? Their spit didn't grow in human cells, did it? No, it did not. There is no virus that is going through the world infecting people. And that's why people wearing the mask are testing positive, because you injected those fragments in every flu shot and always have. And the sickest in the world will express those fragments from other coronaviruses, and they will be called positive. But the people that don't wear the mask won't express the fragments they've been injected with, because they've developed a healthy immune system. So you see, this is where, if we can just wake people up and say, take off the mask and you won't test positive. Use your cannabis and you won't test positive. Use your vitamin D, your hydroxychloroquine, your type 1 interferons. Use your natural products. Use common sense, vitamin C and zinc. I mean, and you won't test positive. You know, keep yourself
well
healthy.
This is what they need everybody to be positive, do their COVID tracing and justify.
Correct.
But people, they put Google on their phone. First thing they do, you go to Verizon. Oh, here, we'll load up all your Google crap. And I'm going, no. And they look at you like you're stupid. Well,
right.
Don't you want
it? I got a brand new phone last week or last month, and it won't let a piece of Google crap or any other crap go on it. And so a person who knows took all the little places where they trap you and capture that you can. Sure, they could still follow you, but she turned off the no. You can't trace me this way, that way. That's why I have to have people now contact me all over again, like Donna send the link all over again, because I had lost you in both of my systems, because I've got a new VPN, a new Proton. I paid money for the stuff.
Well, now we're finding out. We did a story that Proton Mail's not as secret as they keep saying, which is I never trusted it anyway. But the I don't trust any of this stuff. So that's why, if you're going to be on the list,
there's nothing you can do. I mean, yes, the Proton Mail now got extra secure because that was true. Because if you talk from Proton Mail to people who don't have Proton Mail, it's no more secure than anything else. But if you have Proton Mail to Proton Mail and you have your VPN networks of your Proton Mail installed on your computer, and that's what they allow you to do if you don't get the free one. So I actually bought it on the on Cyber Holiday because they had a discount, so I bought a year to hopefully do the best I can. But
I know I don't trust any of these guys. I mean, we have, you know, friends that are super duper crypto hippie .com kind of guy, dude, whatever, and And a lot of times it makes it more inconvenient. It goes slower. So absolutely. I'm just like, what the hell? If you're going to be on the list, be on top of the list. It's safer there. So,
well, that's what I do. I'm doing exactly what you say. I just use the ME email. I use, I use all of these things. So I use them all. Because it's the best you can do, but I use everything else too. So that's why sometimes I miss things because I got Signal, I got WhatsApp, I got Telegram, and I'm on everybody's list no matter what makes them comfortable. Because the important thing is not losing the communications, which is what they want us to do. Stop talking to each other.
Yeah, all right.
So I talk every way possible. Skype, Zoom, Signal, WhatsApp, Telegram, DuckDuckGo, MeWe. I just downloaded Parler, Twitter, Instagram. I don't care. So, it takes me, I could spend all day and never read all my texts or emails. So that's why
I don't even go to comments. I don't care because I don't care.
I don't either, but I want to make sure
it sucks your day.
Would you have Donna emailed me that paper?
Which one?
The one you just talked about the PCR? Because I have a lot of people that ask me for that.
Okay.
And I don't have any because nobody will listen to me.
All right, hold on a second. I think I might have just sent it to her to put up. Let's see that one. That one. That one. Let's see. Yes, they can vaccinate us. Let's see. It's Arizona Dominion. Oh, the inventor. Okay. Hold on. Let me send it to Donna because I don't want to ask for your email here. Okay.
Yeah, she knows the one I just sent her from this morning when I couldn't get online.
Forward to
last night,
Dr. Judy.
Because when I go to my new when I go to my new computer, I find four emails from you in the last years. So it's good because I haven't been using the other email in other situations. So now I'm going back to it, and because they captured my Google mails, so I just screen those from a browser where I don't give a shit, and I keep the other stuff on my computer so they can't crash it again. Easily.
Okay, wait a minute. I sent her one to send to you, but that wasn't the one. Let me see. They can vaccinate. There's one here. They're wanting the swabs that they, do their test. They're really inserting nano machines into you to get you right up to your brain with some vaccination.
Yeah, they absolutely can. That's why that's the wrong. I mean, anybody that's ever done PCR, what you would do if you were doing PCR correctly. Remember, I mentioned that picture where the patient with COVID, they isolated it from their saliva. That's what you do. You spit in a tube. You don't stick a Q-tip up your nose with a little nanochip in it. And there exactly is a little nanochip from a bacterial a plasmid situation. You don't need to know how, but you can see it when you look at that swab. That swab's not sterile. Why would you stick something in your brain up into the meninges? That gives you meningitis, infection. Inflammation of the layer surrounding your brain, and those they take that Q-tip out that you're in a parking lot, like I said again, and they stick that thing all the way up your nose. That's not the way you do genetic expression testing. So that's even and this is what people won't realize. I tell everybody, sure, I'll spit in a tube. Sure, I'll spit in a tube. That's how you do it. You spit in a tube. That's your virus, and they just admitted it in that paper. Oh yeah, we had that patient. Their saliva's where we isolated the virus in the monkey kidney cells. Okay, no, you really didn't from their saliva because you grew it in monkey cells. So how do you know you weren't taking the monkey viruses, the very coronaviruses that are grown in the monkey kidney cell line? This is the whole point that people need to wake up to. So if they agree to any test at all, spit in a tube. Do not let anybody inject or poke you with anything. That's what, and otherwise, say no. You know, this is what we have to do. And it's the only way to get a true virus is saliva. If there is really an infectious virus in your nasal pharyngeal cavity that you're going to be sneezing and spitting on someone, then shouldn't you test positive from your saliva? When you sneeze or spit, do you pick up a piece of your meninges from a Q-tip? Nope. Do you pick up these fragments of virus? This is what, if we can learn to say it simply and keep spreading this message, people will get it. Okay, I'll spit in a tube. I'm not letting you in my blood, because then they can't track you. They can't track you if you spit in a tube. But isn't that the way you identify a virus? You're spitting on somebody? Oh, through that mask? Yeah, that might be the way you identify it. And what they'll come up with is nothing. It will be negative. Unless you're wearing the mask, and then it might be positive because you're amplifying all those outfections. You're making yourself sick, just as the data show with the other PCR tests. Who's testing positive? People wearing the mask, because that's the pineal gland. That's the stress. That's the immune suppression. That's what our book says. And that's why they've censored our book. Oh, we can't ship it from Amazon. It's a pandemic. No, it's not.
Man, that is, you know. Okay, this, I'm looking for, God, the article that I just quoted, I'm like, you know, did I send it to, I'm going to find it, I want to make sure it went up on the site. I thought I sent it to staff, let me see, well, I'll find it, and I just had it here, I probably already sent it, let me see.
Yep, well. We'll find it. I mean, I don't need it today. I got a couple of talks to give on the vaccine, you know, tomorrow and stuff. And I have to look at the molecular mechanisms and tell people, you know, how they're getting sick.
Yeah, no, this is, it's, God, what was it? Man transceives seems to camp, top of the senses, greatest hoax are perpetrated. I mean, they're all the same kind of thing. It's hard to... Sure. You know, it's all, yep.
They're all the same
lying,
kind of thing.
Lying, they're lying. They're
creating the same hoax and expecting, you know, and people just, you know, they got away with it the first time. So if we don't stop them now, you know.
Well, define get away with it.
They shut us down. They destroyed our businesses. Everybody's wearing a mask. And there's no evidence that SARS-CoV-2 had anything to do with COVID-19. Not one bit. And yet they destroyed our country and killed 4,000 people a day with influenza and pneumonia, with a very toxic flu called H1N1 and H5N1, bird flu, pig flu. They literally cloned it out of the people that died in 1918. So they called COVID-19 due to a coronavirus, and it's absolutely due to the dangerous bird coronaviruses combined with dog coronaviruses in the flu shots that have H1N1 live and attenuated that are they're injecting into people. So they got away with calling, you know, this pandemic, number one, a pandemic, number one, it never was. Nope. If you're a pandemic, every country in the world has to have deaths. Well, it hasn't been even a potential pandemic since May. Why? Because 99.9% people with evidence of infection aren't dying. In order to be a pandemic, you have to have a death rate of 1 or 2%. You don't have that. Never have. It's not even an epidemic in this country.
Yeah, but you see, my question, I found that article and I sent to Donna to send you, and it has under it says this one, because it doesn't have the title in the URL. It's 2020/12/2025-2 kind of crap. But the right. That's the one that I read that, you know, I thought you'd be interested. But the reason I'm asking is if they can get away with it, which means nobody went to jail. Nobody got, you know, correct. Shot. No war was, they, even if you go, Fauci, they throw him and lay him on the Aztec altar and rip his heart out. They're willing to sacrifice somebody, but they don't even sacrifice anybody. It happens with the financial crisis. It happened in 08. It happened in 01. It happened in 89. It happened then. And I see this over and over and over. You'll sit there, you know what happened. Everybody knows what happened. Who do you go to? Who prosecutes? Who stays after school? Nobody. Anybody that resists, people that write books, the Dr. Judys, they go after them and the Ernies, but right. Nobody ever. So when I say they got away with it, got away with what? You know, got away with it being secret? No, I don't care. They just don't want to go to jail.
Got away with murder?
Yeah, they get away with
they
whatever.
Murdered millions of people, you know, in the nursing homes. You know, we know that. We know from Nurse Erin they were murdering people. We know from the doctors, you know, that they were ventilating people. We know they, you know, we know people have dropped dead from the masks, including my West Coast mom. You know, yeah, murder. And this is why, you know, and yet, and they planned this murder. This is premeditated mass murder because they've been planning it since 2001. And they've carried it out. They murdered 21,000 Liberians with their little Ebola in 2014. How many Brazilians did they murder with Zika or destroy their lives? You know, so again, how many military people that have they murdered? The blacks, they're now going to COVID-19.
So who do you go to Trump? And then he goes to his attorney general that doesn't do anything.
Well, it should be Attorney General Barr. He should have done it a long time ago.
He was there to kind of hold off something. There's something going on. I don't know. Right. You know, Trump, I'm waiting for Trump, the movie. I mean, you know, after Trump gets out, he's going to have to pardon himself and everybody he ever met. And then is he going to what? He's going to have Trump TV. You know, he's going to get Trump the newspaper. It's going to be like Epoch Times or something. I this isn't over, but they're going to come after. This is going to be like, you know, 62-person hit squads taking out an Iranian nuclear scientist kind of crap. I mean, you know, they will not be denied their prize of whatever the hell it is that they want.
Well, correct. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And so, you know, I have no, you know, illusions about my safety or anything else. You know, I expect I expect problem.
Well, that's why we got IPFS. We bring the love bus, and they're going to take out Ernie, and you get arrested, and you're not allowed. And I'm going, oh, okay. You know, I'm so shocked. You know, so see how long we can do it. We went down just to stop by and say, yo, what's up, and saw a bunch of people we knew at the Hyatt Regency when they were doing their hearing thing for the election count in Phoenix here on Monday. And it's just a, you know, say we did, take some pictures, pass out some stuff. But it was just, you know, I'm going, you guys, it's all over. You allowed this to happen already. Once they got the paper in there and it went past the line, you know, you're done. You know, I've been screaming about, you know, this mail-in and paper creation and all this forever. I ran for Secretary of State twice, County Recorder once, you know, just on this issue. I know exactly how they did it. And they're going to keep doing it until they can't. And the only reason they're going to be able can't is when you go to vote in person with a paper ballot counted right there under supervision of everybody. Until you do that, it's a waste of time.
Right. And we did that, and that didn't happen, did it?
Did what?
We went with a ballot that they put through an electronic machine.
No.
Not a paper ballot, and we know it didn't count after the fact.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's got to be
our votes.
On paper. You show up, the little old ladies, you check in, you vote, and they count them by hand right there. And they add that total to a total that all the totals of all the other little old ladies sitting there counting, and then you got an election. Until you do that, all this computer crap, maybe you can do a manual, a digital check of the manual count or something, but the official count is the manual. If you don't do that, it's always going to be in question. It's always, oh, we need the computers to go faster. Really? Since when has it been faster with a computer? You know, I go, this is all BS. We've known this.
And it's against the law. Exactly.
They don't care. Law, schma. They do what they want, and they get away with it. So it's going to get to the point what it always is. It's going to be your men, aren't you? Your women, aren't you? I mean, it's going to be individuals in resistance. It's going to be like Athens, Tennessee. You know, people coming back from World War II went and seized all the ballots because they knew they were corrupt and sat there and said, nope, you ain't coming in till we wait. People come here, count them, and then we'll let you know what's up because we know you're corrupt sons of bitches. And it's going to be stuff like that. It's resistance. And then the man, they either come at you right then or they find out who the instigators, leaders were. They put you in jail later or destroy your business or out of sight, out of mind. They get you a year later. They get you. You got to have a long-term culture of resistance. It has to be a heritage of America. And that is what they, at the core, at the schools, at the foundational base, and you're not allowed to homeschool. No, you're not allowed to, you know, get, right. And then they go, the sanctity of the classroom. We got parents on the online sitting there watching us teach our kids while we're wearing our Black Lives Matter Communist First shirts, you know, and you're going, ooh, they're not allowed to get into the relationship that we have of our captive audience of the children. And now they got, you know, Newsom. What are they doing? They got the children. When you come back into the school, you tattletale on your family and how many of you had a bunch of people for Thanksgiving. And I'm going, this is amazing. And what are we going to do? You know, people think they can just sit it out and wait and it'll sanity will prevail. No, it won't. This is it. This is what we've been screaming is going to happen. Is this Ernie? Yes, this is it. So the battle is now or you deserve to be ruled. So I'm, you know, I just want, you want to be ruled, go be ruled. I just want to be left alone. Can I do that? Nope. So, oh, I got to advocate freedom for everybody so I can be free. Okay, let's do it. So to what end? Well, I could be creative. A lot of other people aren't that creative. They're just like, you know, they cut my First Amendment. Well, that's what the Second Amendment is for. You know, who do I go up against? You don't know. Yeah, they're not there. Whatever you think it is that you're going up against, they're just insulation. You know, the real transmission is in the copper wire underneath the insulation. You can take out all these politicians and all these doctors and shiny badges and departments of and clipboards, you know, with all the whatever in their fine hats and little bars under, you know, shoulder and they got a gun. But if you don't really understand what the real problem is, you're wasting your time. It's Generation Next. It's you. It's your friends and family. And the ability to defend yourself against force and coercion. And the threat of force and coercion. How do you do that? Sooner or later, you stand up. And that's going to take the method of actual physical resistance. When they go up against physical resistance, it's going to be the love bus in front of the gym on Friday. It's that kind of stuff. Then what happens? What happens when they come after you leave? They get you a mile down the road. They pull you over and we smell some marijuana or something. You know, this is what happens. At what point do you physically resist? When does the battle wage on? When is it red dawn? These are the questions we need to be asking ourselves because it's coming to that. It will get to that. But up to that point, I'm going to be as creative and the love guy as possible. But I love my family, my friends, my freedom enough that I will not comply. What happens when they try and force to compliance? When do I bat? Right then? Do I do yes and boss and then get creative later? These are the things we got to think about. So right. All those boxes that we're checking off, Dr. Judy, myself, our families, we're checking off all these boxes. We're doing all the things that we can do. Then what happens? I don't know, but it's going to happen because they're not going to stop.
Correct. So, they're not.
Immovable object, irresistible force or something.
I do not comply. You know, every single time. I've not complied yet. You know, now, you know, have I been creative and taken these safe masks and said, you know, here, this, I'll do this one for the 5 seconds I cross the line, the virus knows I'm crossing, like the clear ones, like the ones that our book says are safe and efficacious from True47.com. You know, they're safe and they work against everything. And so, hey, since I've been giving them to cancer patients, you know, we know cancer patients are susceptible. We know AIDS patients are susceptible. We've worked to try and protect the most vulnerable my entire life. So I'll do that. I'm going to protect my husband and I'm going to keep him happy. You know, he does go and he wears his mask kind of everywhere, but it's his silver mask. It's his safe mask. You know, his smile's covered up and he can't hear, and it broke his hearing aid. So now he can't hear even worse. You can't put something around the ear of somebody who wears a hearing aid on their ear. Oh, you broke a $4,000 hearing aid. So now he can't hear, you know. Yeah, it's tough, but I won't comply. And I'm like you, I'm just going to keep taking, you know, keep doing everything I can to help my family, and protect my family. And it's really up to them. I can't do any more. You know, I, you know, they have to stand up and say no more. I won't do this.
Okay. I want to give you, a good opportunity here. We got to go, cause I know both of you and I we got to get going here, but I got my, granddaughter is here. She's 11, right? 11 years old. She's listening to you. You know, give her, say hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
You know, so go ahead and just, you know, what do you want to say to her generation about what's going on? Give me 30 seconds of she should know what.
She should know that never to let them inject anything in her body. You don't know what's in the needle. Nobody does. And very many toxins are in the needle. Don't let anybody poke anything into your nose. Don't let them tell you this is going to protect you, make you safe. You know, don't wear a mask because it'll make you sick. I'd be happy to send you our book. I'll email it to you or mail it to you, because our book, The Case Against the Mask, is perfect for an 11-year-old to read. And that way you can share with your friends and say, no, this is how I stay healthy. Hug everybody, you know, trust, you know, no one but your
especially
grandfather.
Me.
Yeah, your grandfather. That's who you trust. You know, your parents, you know, they're the ones who take care of you. Your grandparents take care of you. They love you. The government could care less. They just, you know, only your family is who you should be trusting.
Our family is awesome. You know, and her mom and dad, my son and daughter-in-law, they are just freaking awesome. They understand. You know, this is, they're pressing back as much as they can, to the point to call 4 kids out of school and said, we're done. You know, so I'm it's amazing how little this has affected our family, but it's going to. It's affecting all our freedoms. It's affecting all our neighbors and friends. It's, you know, way more than it does us, because we're just not, you know. But the thing is I know what's coming, and it's going to be tyrannical rule of what are you going to, and they're so far down the road, they don't even know what to do now. And but, you know, yeah, you listen to your parents. They got it going on. I think, do you feel comfortable? Put the mic up. Do you feel comfortable? You know, your mom and dad, they got you informed of what's going on.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
What's going on?
It's just the government trying to take control.
That's kind of it in a nutshell. We'll leave
that's,
it on that.
That's it in a nutshell. They want control of every aspect of your life. And they want to really destroy your freedom so that you just do anything they say anytime. And so that's why it's really important that we, you know, that we don't bow down, because yes, as your grandfather said, it's going to get worse. And so that's why it's not pretty now. A lot of your friends are going to get hurt. And so you just have to keep telling them, no, that's not the right way. And speak the truth in love. That's all we ever do, is just love the, and hug them and do everything we can.
Yeah, it's on. I was hoping that this would, that Freedom's Phoenix, the rebirth of freedom from the ashes of Lady Liberty's torch kind of thing. She's Freedom's Phoenix. This is the rebirth of freedom as her generation. And I was hoping that my goal has been that we get through this stuff before she starts having a family of her own. But I better get on it because, you know, 10 years, a decade from now, she's going to be at the age of and going to and getting and whatever. And kind of, hell no, we're on the rebuild, and it's going to take a clean, clear mind like her and her brothers and sister, that's going to all her cousins, that are going to be the future. That's what we're trying to do. Dr. Judy's been working on that for a long time, and this has been a interesting conversations we've had over, gosh, it's been like 5 years. So, have we been on the pulse or what? So I'm like, you know, here we go. Dr. Judy, thank you very much. We both got a lot of stuff we got to do. I'm behind. Yep. But it's always great talking to you.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Ernie. And thanks, Kaylee. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.